Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 10th, 2021. Life's special moment. Question. You say that there is a moment in every person's life when he is given the opportunity from above to realize his individuality, his soul, meaning to come to a higher, eternal level of existence. What is this moment? Answer, there is a moment in every person's life when he feels that he must find the meaning of existence, find out why he lives. Moreover, not necessarily from a bad state. He just feels that he has to find himself, that this is not real life, there is something besides it. It can't be that it is like that. It's some kind of game, some kind of dream, something that doesn't really exist. And everyone plays it. Everyone seems to pretend, now I was born, I live, now I have a family, children, now I work, now I'm running after some special purchases. A game. This is the same kind of a game that children play. Only for ourselves we have elevated it to the rank of special seriousness. And what is the seriousness here? There's nothing here. And it turns out that when I start to feel it, the question arises. What to do next? Where is there something in me that I would not pretend, not play? Something actually so internal, deep, and gentle, that it's even scary to touch, it will be very painful. When a person reaches such a state, he gets the opportunity to start exploring the meaning of life. From CabTV's Close Up. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how did the universe begin? Everything started with the desire to bestow. The desire to bestow is the basis of creation. In that desire, an opposite desire began to appear, the desire to receive, which is the beginning of creation. The desire to receive exists in order to emphasize the desire to bestow. Where is the desire to bestow? Why don't we feel it? We cannot discover the desire to bestow alone. If we develop a desire to bestow, then we can discover this desire, and its revelation is called the revelation of the Creator or revelation of the upper force. That is, the desire to bestow is the initial force that existed in the universe, and the desire to receive, which is our, the creation's, substance, is secondary. In terms of whether or not our universe has a starting point, the wisdom of Kabbalah states that there is no beginning and no end. Our desire determines the place. We can literally travel back and forth on the axis of time. Since all that exists is the desire to bestow, and our egoistic desire forms within the desire to bestow, then we have the ability to think about and grow the point of the desire to bestow out of our egoistic desire. We can progress toward adapting ourselves to the general desire to bestow, called the Creator, and at the end of our egoistic development, that is what we will discover. Time travel is thus possible by changing our desire. We can change our desire to receive so that it lessens in importance, and we can increase the importance of bestowal upon reception. Diminishing the importance of receiving and increasing the importance of bestowal lets us progress on the axis of time. What does bestowal mean? In simple terms, it means doing good to others. Through intending for others' benefit, we can enter the upper force, that is the force that acts in our world, and which has acted even before the desire to receive came about, that is before the axis of time as we know it began. In the end, only the desire to bestow will remain and fill reality. However, there is a difference between how the desire to receive functions in reality in its beginning and at its end. The difference is that in the end, the desire to receive fully develops and becomes able to appreciate the desire to bestow. The desire to receive helps us increase the importance of the desire to bestow. When the desire to bestow becomes immensely important to us, then we draw it to ourselves, and feel a new whole reality that is beyond everything we experience in this world. Raising the importance of the desire to bestow above the desire to receive is possible by enacting such appreciation in a group of people who agree to connect above their differences, and attract the desire to bestow in their relations. In such a group, we implement our connection up to the point where we attract the force of bestowal that fills the space between us, and embraces us. There is no more powerful force, and when we discover it, we will realize how there is no other force in existence. Based on the video How Love Powers Time Travel with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman. Have miracles ever happened to you? Question. Have miracles ever happened to you that you were not able to explain logically? Answer. No, in the end I always was able to understand and explain them. A miracle is something that goes beyond our classic everyday concepts. However, when you rise to a higher level of attainment, you understand that these are ordinary, normal, natural phenomena. Only at our level they are not visible, and if they manifest a little in something, we call them miracles. Question. But at that moment, when you have not yet risen, did you consider it a miracle? Answer, yes. Question. Has something ever happened that was against the laws of nature? Answer. There was nothing like that. After all, if it does not fit within the laws of nature that I have studied, then it must be added to these laws. Question. For example, if you saw a person who flies, would it be a miracle for you? Answer. If this cannot be explained by ordinary levitation, then, of course, this is a miracle. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 30, 2021. And the land had rest from war. Question. What does it mean, and the land had rest from war? Answer. There are periods when the Creator does not awaken heavy desires in the heart of a person and gives him peace. But this peace is twofold. Or it can be a respite in the war. This is what we have on Hanukkah, as Arabash explains. Or is it a punishment for the fact that we did not attract our forces, which we could have attracted, and did not ask the Creator for advancement? Then he as if forgets about us. In other words, he either helps us, and gives us, as they say, Hanuko, a break in the war, in order for us to gain strength and move on, or he forgets about us, for a while. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021. Why are there so few real men in the world? Comment. Many studies show that girls are more attached to their fathers while boys are more attached to their mothers. And you say that, in principle, boys after the age of 3 should be raised by their father and girls by their mother. My response, this is not yet the practice in our time. I have in mind a corrected society where boys can be with adults, take right examples from them, watch their fathers spend their free time after work, and so on. I am talking about a society in which a person works several hours a day because he does not produce useless, unnecessary, harmful products, and the rest of the time he engages in his spiritual elevation. And next to him are his children, boys next to boys, girls next to girls, who take correct examples from their parents. In principle, Kabbalah talks of a time that undoubtedly must come. I think we are getting closer to it. I hope we will come to it in a good way. By the way, we see this from ancient customs of various tribes where boys up to 2 years old were in their rearing period, then for another 2 or 3 years shifted to the female half, and then completely switched to the male part and took examples from their fathers. They were interested in it, they were proud of it, and so they gradually became involved in life. And the opposite is true today. Boys are raised by women both in kindergarten and at school. Almost throughout their lives they are surrounded by women. We cannot imagine how subconsciously they absorb their attitude to life, and then against their will, they enter this life like a woman. Therefore, there are few real men in our world. Question. What is a real man according to Kabbalah? Answer. A real man is one who assumes the responsibility to be the master, the head of the family, who can lead, lead forward. Moreover, to do this not for career reasons but from the fact that he understands the importance and the need for this. That is, he is a man. There is very little of this personality in men today. There are careerists, there are all sorts of petty crooks in science, in art, everywhere, but there are no personalities. And it is all because they have not received the correct upbringing. They were raised by women, and they did not receive proper education for the masculine character, the masculine way of life, sight, and perception. From CapTV's close-up. Michael Leitman, on Quora, does evil exist? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, evil is the revelation of a person's egoistic attitude to others. We are made of desires to enjoy, and this desire develops through different levels, from individual desires of food, sex and family, to social desires of money, honor, control and knowledge, and then to a desire to discover the meaning of our lives. This desire to enjoy has always been the driving force that makes us perform any movement or thought toward various pleasure goals. In our current times, however, this desire has grown to a state where it becomes evil. It starts turning into a desire that wishes to enjoy at the expense of other people and nature. So while desires to enjoy are our nature and we constantly feel impulses to move toward pleasure and move away from pain, evil comes into the picture when our desires start wishing that we enjoy at the expense of others, that is when we rise above others and humiliate them. It might sound extreme that we have reached a level where we wish to humiliate others and be above them, but we do so automatically. We do not realize the extent to which our inner wiring makes us completely driven by self-interest. For instance, even if we engage in pleasant conversation, we each try to be above the others, trying to position ourselves in a way where we look better, and presenting ourselves more favorably in order to catch others' attention, even if only a little. Human nature consists of such veiled forms. This is the final manifestation of the egoistic desire, and it surfaces in order for us to determine it as evil, and that if we are to alleviate the myriad problems that this desire brings about, we need to rise to the next altruistic form of desire opposite the evil, a good desire to love, positively connect, and give to others, above the egoistic desire. And it is a very difficult transition. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a method that was made in order to guide this transition fast and pain-free. Based on CapTV's close-up with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Zuckerberg's Metaverse. Comment, Zuckerberg is creating a metaverse. This is a digital world that gives a sense of the real, physical presence of a virtual space. There will be an understanding of the world through touch. A thin robotic skin has already been developed that allows you to create the effect of physical interaction in digital reality, not only to see, but also to touch objects from digital reality. People will be able to move and communicate regardless of physical distances, schoolchildren will be able to teleport to other countries, epochs, write with the power of thought, and so on. Zuckerberg wants to create a world in which 1 billion people will reallocate. Would you like to live in such a world? My response, no. I dream of another universe, a spiritual one, where people will migrate not because they will have such particularly sensitive skin and connect themselves to many machines that create reality for them. They will, lying or sitting, imagine that they fly there. And why? We must first define the criteria, what happiness means, the meaning of life, what we should lead a person to. And based on these criteria, build universes. Do we want to give Zuckerberg the opportunity to earn another 100 billion? Let him earn. Question, wouldn't a person be better off in this universe? We see the world around us. Answer, of course, he will be better. I'll put a man in front of the screen. I will give him the opportunity to watch everything he can, everything he wants, and he will exist in it. he won't want to come out of there. He will be inside it more and more, all the time. And what's the point? To spend time comfortably? Comment, probably, yes, to feel good and just get out of this world. My response, which means, I need a pill that I put under my tongue and it slowly dissolves therefore, say, a day, and I feel good. How isn't it a drug? There I create some illusions on the screens around me in the room where I am. Here dinosaurs are dancing and the Thumbelina is slaughtering some villain. And then what? Question, and when you talk about the spiritual reality that you want to create, what do you mean? Answer, there I rise to the level of the upper force of nature, to the level of the creator. That's something entirely different. Question, so you are giving everyone the opportunity to rise to this level? Is this called spiritual reality? Answer, yes. Question, and if a person starts building something with this thought, is this thought good? Answer, sure. It's not just a thought. It raises and really brings a person to a new reality. Question, is it possible to build a virtual reality that meets these thoughts of yours? Answer, you don't even have to build it, you have to create it within yourself. Physically, mechanically, technically, on with a computer you can't create it. Question, so here it depends on the person. What does he need to do in order to start building the reality that you are talking about? The spiritual one. Answer, not to depend on anyone. Turn off your computer. Don't get involved in these imaginary realities. Busy yourself with your personal entry. Without changing the skin, and in this skin, in which you exist, occupy yourself with entering this real reality. That's all. Question, what should a person define in himself? What prevents him from entering this space? Answer, lack of inner desire. Question, why is it missing? Answer, this is a question for the creator. Question, so he should ask the creator the question? Answer, if he needs it. Question, and if it is not necessary, then it is not necessary? Answer, yes. He has his own desires, everything he did in his computers for example. Question, so you will not be able to force a person into this spirituality? Answer, I've never addressed anyone in that way. Comment, Zuckerberg will be able to bring people there, he will lure them. My response, he will manipulate, and therefore there are many questions for him. And there can't be many questions for me, I'm not manipulating anyone. Question, is this the right approach? Without violence? Answer, yes. It depends only on the person. Comment, let's hope that a person will choose a spiritual reality after all. My response, but not immediately. This is a spiritual reality. The only one that exists. And our world, what we feel, ordinary people, is not a real reality. This is what is reflected in our artificial egoism. And therefore it will disappear. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 8, 2021. What does the inner arrangement of a person give? Question, let's say a person's suffering led to the question of the meaning of life. How does he begin to develop the human level in himself? Answer, if a person really has a real question about the meaning of life, he comes to Kabbalah. He instinctively senses that somewhere there is a source that can give him the answer to this question. In the process of searching, he stumbles upon various pseudo-sources, the study of which takes from 5 to 20 years. But in the end he is not satisfied with them and finds the science of Kabbalah. Question, but a person who studies Kabbalah also lives in society. He is a normal citizen, works, serves in the army, and gets married. How is the right balance established between his spiritual development and everything else? Answer, striving for the highest, for comprehending and understanding oneself, will determine the rest of his life. He should not be smart, he should not invent how to arrange this life. Without knowing the general laws of nature, he will not be able to equip it better. And the striving to achieve harmony, to comprehend the upper force, which Kabbalah reveals, this is precisely the inner arrangement that occurs in a person with the study of Kabbalah. His properties, his goals, his aspirations, his changes, all these metamorphoses that he goes through in himself lead him to a state where he is forced to rebuild himself, his attitude to the world, and ultimately to rebuild the world. This state determines everything. That is, we do not need to deliberately, artificially break something in this world. By changing ourselves, we will gradually change the world around us. From CAB TV's close-up. Centaurs.